You're listening to the Charge Forward audio blog by Chargebacks911, bringing you the latest in payments and fraud. To learn more about how Chargebacks 911 can help you reduce chargebacks and recover revenue lost to fraud, visit us online at chargebacks911.com. This episode is entitled, There's Nothing Friendly About Chargeback Fraud, and is read by Grant Horvath.
Fraud is one of the most common reasons cardholders use when filing a chargeback, but under the wide umbrella of true fraud hides a more sinister form of deceit, friendly fraud. Friendly fraud is when cardholders dispute a transaction with the bank instead of contacting the merchant for a refund. It's often called chargeback fraud, since it involves consumers abusing the chargeback process. Examples of typical reasons include claiming the item was not delivered, saying the item was not as described or was defective, insisting that the original transaction was not authorized, claiming a recurring transaction was not canceled as requested, and so on. Despite the wide range of excuses, however, there is an increasing likelihood that these claims are false and intentionally dishonest. Why would a customer misrepresent a transaction? There are many potential reasons, including the cardholder's actual intention was going to get something free, the cardholder simply did not understand the process, the cardholder experienced buyer's remorse, regretting the purchase but unwilling to confront the merchant, a family member made the purchase, but the primary cardholder either didn't know or simply didn't want to honor those charges, the cardholder didn't recognize the charge or forgot about making the purchase, the cardholder didn't qualify for a traditional refund. For example, the time limit for a store refund had passed. Obviously, a certain number of claims filed will be legitimate, caused by merchant errors or criminal fraud, but the percentage of fraudulent chargebacks is growing exponentially each year. So why isn't something being done to stop this epidemic? There are several factors that make it hard to combat chargeback fraud on a large scale. Number one reason, reason codes don't accurately describe the transaction dispute. To file a chargeback, the cardholder must make a claim, in this case, a fraud, a false claim against a valid transaction. Banks assign a predefined reason code to the claim based on whatever information the consumer provides. Many merchants simply accept the assigned reason code and consequently do nothing to identify the actual cause of the chargeback. Merchants have no effective defense against friendly fraud because they have no way to recognize it. Friendly fraud chargebacks are usually filed by seemingly satisfied cardholders. Merchants don't suspect that their customers are behaving dishonestly. Without the experience or expertise to recognize friendly fraud, merchants don't challenge false claims, and they don't enact many measures to prevent them. As a result, businesses lose revenue, give away merchandise, and pay steep chargeback fees. Much of this could be reduced or even prevented if merchants were able to determine the true rationale behind the reason code. Quick plug here, Chargebacks 911 is the only solution that offers our exclusive intelligent source detection, which can identify the real reason behind every chargeback. I'll tell you how to get more information about that at the end of this podcast. Number two, chargebacks are often easier than refunds. A recent study found that over 80% of cardholders have filed a chargeback out of convenience. They have determined that asking the bank for a refund was easier and faster than contacting the merchant. In many instances, this indicates that the merchant's return policy is too complicated. It's in our nature to gravitate towards the most convenient available option. Consumers don't realize that a refund and a chargeback are not the same thing. They have no idea the extra burden they are putting on merchants. Number three, chargeback regulations are largely obsolete. Chargeback regulations were developed in a pre-internet era. They were never designed to accommodate today's fast-paced, computer-driven marketplace. Purchasing options and technologies change rapidly, and fraud tactics constantly adapt in response. Chargeback processing regulations, however, have not evolved at a corresponding pace. In many cases, they have not evolved at all. Solutions of the past are often not able to address the problems of the future, no matter how effective the strategy may have been at the time. The imbalance between outdated processes and innovative sales tactics is exacerbating the chargeback fraud issue. If wholesale changes aren't made to the payment industry, the problem will only continue to worsen. Number four, banks are unable or unwilling to perform due diligence. Like any other business, banks are interested in keeping their customers happy. So when a cardholder files a chargeback, banks tend to automatically assume the customer is right. It's good for public relations, but unfair to merchants. But the number of chargebacks has risen, so has the speed at which they need to be processed. Banks admit they are often understaffed in this area, which frequently results in chargeback claims that are not being fully investigated prior to sign-off. Without consistent due diligence for all cardholder claims, fraudsters are flourishing, and unfortunately, it's merchants who are bearing the costs. Number 5. Merchants lack the resources for fighting back. Successfully managing chargeback fraud is a difficult task. To put it frankly, risk mitigation requires a large investment of resources, but offers only a minimal chance of success. Faced with that, merchants can easily begin to feel that the end doesn't justify the means. They incorrectly conclude chargeback fraud is simply an unfortunate cost of doing business. But ignoring fraudulent chargebacks can cause problems far beyond simple revenue loss. Failing to fight back can have a severe long-term repercussions, and it can do irreparable damage to a business sustainability, as we'll see. Number 6, how merchants can prevent chargeback fraud. Risk mitigation is always important, but when businesses are losing to their own customers, reducing fraud becomes an absolute necessity. Before attempting to fight fraud, however, merchants need to make their own procedures chargeback proof. What might appear to be minor missteps in a merchant's practices could be unknowingly be triggering chargebacks. Merchants should consider a professional evaluation of current business practices. This will often reveal multiple ways to close gaps leading to revenue losses. Chargebacks 911 offers a comprehensive 106-point evaluation of a merchant's procedures and current business practices, and this often reveals multiple simple ways to stem revenue loss. We also know through experience that there are a number of best practices that all merchants should implement. There is a list available right now at chargebacks911.com. While prevention is always best, fighting chargeback fraud, or representment as it is called, is important on many levels. For merchants, contesting fraudulent charges can recover revenue that would otherwise be lost. More importantly, it helps preserve and protect the merchant's reputation, both with customers and with banks. And finally, the very acting of disputing illegitimate claims helps drive industry-wide change. Every chargeback dispute merchants win puts money and or merchandise back into their business. But again, a win doesn't always take away the chargeback fees, so it's still better to prevent the chargebacks whenever possible. This can be more difficult than it sounds. There is a vicious cycle that occurs between the cardholder, the bank, and the merchant when it comes to chargebacks. Here's a typical scenario. The customer files a chargeback, basically accusing the merchant of inappropriate behavior. Lacking the resources to fully investigate every cardholder's claim, the bank accepts the claim at face value. Merchants don't appeal cases because they assume the bank won't respond. The customer gets away with a false chargeback and is highly inclined to try it again. The bank sees another chargeback for the same merchant and thinks, well, they didn't fight the last one, or two, or 10, so they're probably at fault, like the customer says. The merchant thinks, see, I knew nothing could be done, so why bother fighting? And the cycle snowballs. So then, should merchants fight all chargebacks? In our experience, yes. Each chargeback filed against a merchant implies the merchant is at fault. It's human nature to believe that if merchants were innocent, they would try to defend themselves. So when merchants don't fight against illegitimate chargebacks, their inaction can be considered an admission of guilt. Undisputed claims also become part of the merchant's record, which makes it much easier for the bank to accept the next chargeback filed against that merchant. In fact, every chargeback that follows will potentially receive less due diligence. It will always likely damage that reputation further, and the problem will grow. That's why it is essential for merchants to fight 100% of their friendly fraud chargebacks. This may seem to defy logic, given the cost of representment, but banks aren't viewing representment in terms of cost versus benefit. To the bank, it is an issue of fault or error. As far as the issuer is concerned, if the merchant only occasionally disputes chargebacks, the merchant is only occasionally blameless. There's no real way around it. Chargeback fraud is flourishing, and it's easy to see why. At last count, more than 70% of American families have at least one credit card. The widespread growth of the internet has dramatically increased card-not-present transactions. At $394 billion, e-commerce represented 11.7% of total sales in 2016. The rise of online sales has led to a corresponding jump in fraud. A study from 2016 reports that merchants pay $2.40 for every $1 lost in fraudulent transactions, and that number goes up every year. This is not an issue merchants can afford to ignore. Consumers are increasingly seeing chargebacks as an easy solution with instant gratification. That's why merchants must take action now. The technology and capabilities to successfully refute chargebacks fraud are available. Merchants must stand up for their rights. However, otherwise, fraudsters will continue to steal revenue.
And of course, at Chargebacks 911, we are happy to help. If you'd like to learn more about how Chargebacks 911 can help reduce chargebacks and recover revenue lost to fraud, please email us at info@chargebacks911.com. Again, that's info@chargebacks911.com, or call us at 877-634-9808. That number again is 877-634-9808. And if you like what you heard today, we encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. Simply visit chargebacks911.com for more information. This is Grant Horvath for Chargebacks 911.